pass a legislation into law that would mandate that the federal government negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies to get the best price for Medicare. If you can believe it, in 2003, the law that affected Medicare prescription drug coverage was passed, adding a Part D prescription drugs to the Medicare program. At that same time, there was a provision put into that legislation which holds today that the government is specifically prohibited from negotiating for the best price for prescription drugs for the Medicare program. And you can be sure who was in the room when that deal was made in the middle of the night. It was not the Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. It was the pharmaceutical industry. So now it seems that there are enough, barely enough votes, partisan, party line vote, that could happen this week or next week that will get us to the point where the government will not just have the ability, but will be mandated to negotiate the best price. This would dramatically lower the cost for drugs for seniors on Medicare and save the government, which subsidizes this program, about $300 billion over the next 10 years. So it's a big deal. We've been working on it. I think you and I have talked about this before for quite a long time, and I'm hoping that we get it across the finish line in the next couple weeks.
You know, Max, you said something that gave me pause. You said along party lines. So what that makes me then, the next question I would have to ask is that Democrats have been in a position prior to right now that this should have been already passed because they have been in control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate. So who was holding it up?
Well, you know, the Senate, this has support in the House. Its versions of it have passed a number of times. The Senate is divided 50-50. 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. Right. Vice President Harris cast a tie-breaking vote, if there is one, as the presiding officer of the Senate. So one senator, one Democratic senator, can hold up anything.
Right.
That is a party line vote. And in this case, we've been struggling with Senator Manchin of West Virginia, who seems to, from all the press reports in the last few days, he's still got problems with some other issues, such as climate, energy. But he seems to be on board when it comes to getting the cost, prescription drug costs, down. So, you know, I know the senator. I campaigned when he ran in 18 on his behalf in West Virginia. I was there for about 3 days at his request because he had a very good record on voting record on senior issues. So I have to say, you know, I have to say that I am gratified that he's reached this point, and I hope there are no roadblocks between now and when this is passed and signed into law.
Max, you know personally Senator Manchin, and in many other areas, he's voted against what's in the best interest of seniors, even in his state. And so you just wonder, you know, why now? I mean, if it happens, that's fine, because there's no question that it's needed. There are still people, and it's unfortunate, though, Max, there's still people in this country who are not seniors, who don't know yet the struggles that seniors have in this society that really is unnecessary. And I always keep saying, for the wealthiest nation on earth, somebody explain to me how it's okay that the pharmaceutical companies can sell the same medication to third world nations and discount those medications to third world nations. But then the American people here, they do everything they can to jack up the prices on medication, and that's been okay all of these years.
Well, it's not okay. I think it's very obvious that the pharmaceutical industry has held a stranglehold over the Congress for many, many years. I think that if I remember correctly, they spent over $100 million lobbying in the first 6 months of this year. That's an incredible amount of money. And that does not include all of the campaign contributions they've bestowed on members of the Congress or candidates running for federal office. So that has had an impact. And the argument, the phony argument that they have used all these years is we need to charge this money, make this profit, so we can use it to plow it into research and develop these important drugs. That is not a legitimate argument. First of all, a lot of the basic research is funded by the federal government. And second of all, well, you know, out where you are in Wisconsin, I'll bet you can't watch television for more than about an hour without being bombarded by ads for prescription drugs.
That's absolutely correct.
That's what they're spending the money on. They're making profit, spending the money on getting people to buy more prescription drugs. And some of them, you know, I listen to those ads, and then if you really pay attention to the disclaimer and all the side effects that could impact you if you start taking these drugs, if you really pay attention, you wouldn't take it. But, you know, it's an argument that has been accepted by many members of Congress. I don't know if they really believe it or not, but they parrot that argument and use it to hold off any action to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And you're absolutely right. In this country, we're paying two and three times as much as is being paid for the same drugs in other countries. Why are we subsidizing the cheaper prices for these drugs in other countries? Why can't we benefit? We're investing the money in some of the research. Why can't we benefit?
So Max, we're in a representative, we live in a representative government, and these people are there to represent us. And the question you just asked, the people should be putting that to their representatives. And so, to me, you are there, and lobbyists who sit down with our congressmen and senators, and our congressmen and senators can't resist the lobbyists, but they sell out the citizen. Shouldn't it be that they should be more accountable to the people who elect them and who put them in a position to sit down with the lobbyists? Should not they be more concerned about the citizen who elects them than they should be about the lobbyists?
I would suggest that those citizens, especially since I'm talking to you in Wisconsin, go to town hall meetings. Your Senator Johnson is up for re-election. He's going to have events for the next, 4 months?
Right.
Campaigning. Go to those meetings. Ask the senator why he is not supporting or has not supported bringing the price of prescription drugs down by the most common sense solution, which is negotiation. These are not price controls. This isn't the government setting the price. This is the government negotiating on behalf of the Medicare beneficiaries to get the best price. What is wrong with that? I thought Republicans were for that kind of interaction in the economy. So I would encourage your listeners, and I know there are lots of them out there, when Senator Johnson appears in his campaign and his town hall meetings, ask him why he isn't supporting this proposal.
You know, Max, you talked about $310 billion that could be saved. Imagine what that could be used for. You got a minute?
I do.
All right, got to go to a break. Max Richman, who is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. What say you? We'll be right back. We're still alive.